is a perfect cowbell song. This is, hold on, hold it, John Brewer, hold on, hold on. Wait
Come
for
on.
It,
you
wait
promised
for it.
Me, you promised.
Not everybody can play the cowbell.
You just don't beat that thing. You got class to it. You know how to do
Wait
that.
Wait for the beat. John Brewer, Billings Chamber of Commerce. And it is our monthly chamber chat, 7:38. News Talk 95.5, the Billings Morning News. Live and Large Larry here, and Harv there, and John Brewer there. And even Adam Restad here from the Ellison Art Museum. We'll get him on the air in a second. The studio, Terry Bauch just left. We have a whole
it's
studio
just a
full.
Revolving door.
And John Arneson will call and be part of the... The show here, we're almost like a zoo here. You know, John does TV at Q2. He's right about now. Let's see, it's 7:39. He's probably just getting out of the makeup room, going to his next set, but he'll call us on the show.
Well, if it's like a zoo, we should pick which animals we would be.
Well, since you mentioned that, and boy, it sounds like a highly planned show, but Jeff Ewelt from Zoo Montana will be here on Friday with an animal.
All right.
On the Friday Fun Show.
I hope it's something scary and puts your life in danger.
Harv, I've asked him to bring the lynx.
Oh,
the lynx,
yes.
the much talked about lynx. And he says, I'll try. Hope he does. I saw the lynx at an appearance a couple of weeks ago. It's really cool.
You'll probably get a cockroach or something.
Big old fat paws. No, he'll bring a snake. You watch, he'll bring a snake.
You know what we need with Halloween coming up? He should bring up a bat.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably listening and taking all these suggestions.
Or a witch. One of the two. Whatever they have at the zoo at the time.
While we're waiting for John Arneson, John Brewer, Chamber of Commerce, let me ask you a personal question. Government shutdown day number 8. Is it affecting you guys at all, the chamber?
You know, at the chamber specifically, no. A lot of people assume that we're tied into the government. We get funding from the government, and we don't. We're independent. We're there fighting every day for business needs. We're lobbying, working, doing what we can to help businesses grow and get people through their doors. So not affecting us directly. I know some of our members are being impacted, especially in the tourism business.
Sure,
I mean, there's some angry folks trying to get into the national parks and over the Little Bighorn Battlefield. And that's impacting tourism in the area.
Yeah, it's just so sad that, you know, the government shut down and things like the national parks are, you know, for I was talking to Harv about this when this shutdown started or right before it started, is people save, and I'm saying people from Asia, they save for years to come to Yellowstone National Park, for instance. They save for that international vacation, international to them, and then they come and they're shut out at the door.
We heard yesterday stories of people climbing the fence at Little Bighorn Battlefield from around the world.
More power to them. It's the same thing about the World War II vets over in D.C.
Right
for the
playbook.
Honor flights. And we have our own Big Sky Honor flight leaving this weekend. And you heard the story about the ones from Mississippi.
Exactly.
They climbed the fence. They
stormed Normandy. Those fences aren't going to keep them out.
This is our finest generation. And how does a government shutdown? How do you do this to our World War II vets? I say Big Sky Honor Flight. You guys stormed the barricade.
They deserve
and they're going to.
They've earned that. Right.
Yeah. And we're going to hopefully before the end of the week. Have Becca Hillier and some of the soldiers going on that flight on the show as well.
So. I don't understand the whole shutting down of monuments. I mean, it's like...
I don't either.
Like throwing the world's largest tarp over Mount Rushmore. I mean, just so you can't see
it. Put a tarp over Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. I mean, why, you know, like they closed off the Washington Monument so you can't even get near it. I understand, you know, like locking the door so people can't go inside, but... You know, to keep people away from just like even looking at it.
Well, like you said earlier, Harv, you said, and I'll paraphrase what you said, but you essentially said that let's get them where it hurts. Let's dig at them and close the national parks so they can't go see Old Faithful. Yeah, that'll get them.
Just the stick in the eye from the government is what it is.
It's not common sense. It's making a statement. That's all it is.
Yeah. All right, John Brewer, let's talk about Newsmakers Forum. That's tomorrow. Terry Bauch from School District 2 will be there. We were talking about that earlier, but what should we know about that?
Yeah, you know, Terry did a great job this morning, and I think it's so important from the chamber and the business community's perspective, and as an entire community, to understand that our community and our city is only as good as its schools. That's the, you know, our workforce is coming out of our schools. Our future productive citizens and business leaders and community leaders are coming out of our schools. People are moving here or won't move here because of the school situation. And we've got schools. What is our newest school, 25 to 30 years old? We've got portables that are
that
out
Terry
of date.
That Terry was talking about.
Yeah. Not only are we using portables, we've got portables that are out of date and have long lived their lifespan. So we've got to take care of those things. We've got to not only take care of the kids, we've got to take care of our future as a community. And it directly impacts physicians that are moving here, executives that are moving here, families that want to move here.
The growth of Billings is not going to stop. The Bakken has a great deal to do with the growth of lots of communities, including Billings, Montana, and the growth of the Bakken is not going to stop as well. So we need to climb on board. The bond issue is probably one of the most important in several years coming up November 5th for those new schools for the kids.
Absolutely, and I think it's touching about 27 schools because of the significant deferred maintenance that's needed. And we're 1,500 students over right now, over capacity, and that's only going to grow, as you say.
We're going to learn a lot more about all that stuff at the Newsmakers Forum.
Newsmakers Forum tomorrow, doors open 11:30. If people want a ticket, it's $20, and they should call this morning because we're about to close that out. It's filling up.
What's that number we should call?
245-4111.
Who's going to answer the phone?
And Renee will answer the phone, and she will help you.
Good morning, Billings Chamber of Commerce. This is Renee. How may I help you?
Our wow factor. She will treat you so many ways, you're bound to like one of them.
Love Renee, and you got a great staff.
Hey, how's
actually
Carrie, by the way? I've been out of town.
One of your staff members, Carrie, my wife, she's doing great. She had shoulder surgery, second one in the last several months. This time it's healing much better. She's bored, but she can't do anything about it. So she's doing the exercises. And,
yeah, she doesn't sit still.
Nah, she doesn't. Or more with John Brewer, Billings Chamber of Commerce. Chamber chat continues. We'll talk about After Hours, which is tonight, coming up in 3 minutes, 7:45, and the Billings Morning News and News Talk 95.5. All right, Arneson, get a word in edgewise and total traffic.
You got it. Thank you very much. 800.